With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More nominees have been named for the incoming Trump administration.
President-elect Donald Trump announced that he'll nominate hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, Bessent would be the nation's first openly gay Treasury Secretary. Trump also said he would nominate Russell Vaught to lead the Office of Management and Budget. Vaught was closely involved with Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term that he tried to distance himself from during the campaign. In a separate announcement, Trump said he had chosen Representative Laurie Chavez de Remer, an Oregon Republican, as his labor secretary. Norman Hall, Washington.
Political observer Ben Domenech says the effort to have Matt Gaetz confirmed as attorney general would have been a big distraction for Donald Trump moving into his second term in the White House.
But it isn't even worth it. You're going to be spending political capital on this guy, you know, for several months, you know, in a way that hampers your whole opening and your first 100 days and everything like that. Why not hit the ground running?
Domenech was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Delta and United Airlines have become the most profitable U.S. airlines by targeting premium customers while also winning a significant share of budget travelers. Drones have unearthed an ancient discovery. Here's Ron Taylor.
Using drones and Google Earth imagery, archaeologists have discovered a 4,000-year-old network of earthen canals in what's now Belize. The research published in Science Advances shows that long before the ancient Maya built temples, their predecessors were already altering the landscape of Central America's Yucatan Peninsula. These structures were used for around 1,000 years, including during the formative period when the Maya began to settle in permanent farming villages and a distinctive culture started to emerge. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are smoking marijuana these days. Michael Harrington has a report.
It's nowhere near a majority, but it's about twice as many as before states began legalizing the drug. The latest from the Gallup organization finds 15% of adults admit they use marijuana regularly. It was just 7% a decade ago. Men smoke more than women, young people more than older folks, and twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Experts, including clergymen, have warned that legalization will lead to more drug use. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump says he will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, the president vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and to end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools that defy him on the issues. Perhaps his most ambitious promise is to shut down the Department of Education entirely. This is SRN News. Iraq has begun its first nationwide population census in decades.
It's an attempt at modernizing data collection and planning in a country long impacted by conflict and political divisions. The act of counting Iraq's population is also contentious. The census is expected to have profound implications for Iraq's resource distribution, budget allocations, and development planning.
That Jeremy House, a possible walkout by service workers at North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
The airport workers employed by ABM and Prospect Airport Services are considering staging a one-day strike during the Thanksgiving travel period to protest low wages and poor working conditions. Charlotte Douglas International Airport is expecting more than 1 million passengers over the Thanksgiving travel period.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn. More on these stories at srnnews.com.